Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Let me affectionately welcome all of you for this Compassion Tuesday. As you know, if you have visited us a few times, in this on this Tuesday we want to send well wishes all over the planet. We will start with those who are close to us and then extend the circle of compassion to all others. A compassion, and that is our conviction, is such an important quality, a quality which brings us immediately from the me, to a much wider perspective, where we are actually able to care for others and see their equality. We will first give a little bit a background and then do an actual compassion meditation, and at the end our program by a kirtan. This should last for about 45 minutes altogether. Let us start today's reflection on compassion. 3 years ago, on one of my visits to India, I came to a lecture by a monk who was spending his time in America and who shared with us a shocking and surprising study. He said that more religious people are less compassionate. Most probably you expected something else. And he explained the reason why. They care more about such factors as doctrine or dogma or teaching, communal identity, is he a Christian or a Hindu like I am, and their own reputation. What will people think of me if I go and take care of someone who is maybe not as qualified as the members in my community? Unfortunately, judgment is often stronger in people who are saying they are religious than in people who are overtly atheistic. Now, in order to make that bridge from us as a group or as a circle of friends or as a community to them, you need to first feel something called empathy. This is very important. We all, I think, will agree that compassion is something which is a virtue, a desired virtue. But in order to really feel compassion and then be able to be compassionate, the first step that needs to be done is to look through the eyes of empathy. Very briefly, empathy means you must feel something of what the other person goes through, something. and not just understand it, but you must be able to for a moment try to look through the other's eye, to experience things through the other's experience. I met a truly empathetic lady when I was trekking through the Himalayas in order to reach a sacred place. This lady was nominated by the president of India to be the most courageous lady of India. This is her story. She had lost her children when they were still very young. She was a simple, or is a simple, farmer's lady, and one day she went to her farm. It's not really a farm, you could say it's a patch of land which has been cultivated on a terrace. It's hard work to be a farmer in the Himalaya mountains. And she was working on her little patch of land. She had a little agricultural instrument which she could use with her hand. And nearby, the children of her neighbor were playing. They were small. All of a sudden, the somewhat idyllic scene was disturbed when a bear, Himalaya bear, they're not very tall, not like the grizzlies, but they can be deadly, especially when they're hungry. So there was this bear who attacked the small children. Now our lady saw this. A normal person would have run, but she understood emphatically how much suffering it would be for the children to be killed, you know, it goes on. And then even more and longer suffering would be most probably inflicted on the mother. She knew as a mother what it meant to lose one's children, and she absolutely felt empathy for her neighbor whose children were now attacked by the bear. So this little lady, small Himalaya lady, took an agricultural instrument, a small thing like a hatchet, and ran towards the bear, shouting ferociously like a tiger. And she jumped on the bear and somehow punished him or hit him severely with this agricultural instrument. The bear got an idea and did not continue to advance towards the children, but just turned around and ran. There was blood in his footsteps, which he left behind. So this lady could save the children because of empathy for the children and also her neighbor, the mother of the children. Later, this case was made known. The president of India gave her a medal. So anyways, I was now going with my friend through the Himalayas, and my friend, who is from there, introduced me to the lady and said, "Do you want to see the most courageous lady of India?" So when he asked like this, I saw only one small little lady, and I didn't think she would be the most courageous lady. But my friend said, "Then look at this person." And he introduced us. I asked her, "What gave you the strength to fight a bear and chase him away?" Do you know what this tiny little lady said? "I didn't do it," she said. "It was the love of my heart and the feeling how much suffering would be felt by the children and the mother. And I felt this love, we would say empathy, and that gave me the strength. The medal should not go to me, it should go to love." A little lady said like this. So this feeling of empathy is very important if you really want to feel the strong emotion of compassion, which will make a difference to the whole human civilization. If we would have a more emphatic civilization and a more compassionate civilization, the world would change. But as I said, first, this feeling of empathy is necessary, and it can be cultivated. It is just there in everyone, almost like muscular strength is there in everyone. You, by cultivating this strength through exercises, anyone will awaken the muscle and help it grow. So empathy and compassion can be also strengthened and trained. And here are a few suggestions that you can do today to build the empathic muscle or the compassionate muscle. First of all, when you are with someone, try to really be with that person. Try to be attentive to the person. Try to even ask questions. How did this feel to you when you were in this situation? And you will see that a new world will open to you. I did this today. I was with a person who had a cancer threat. She was thinking she might die very soon. And I asked her, "How did it feel in this situation? How did you navigate your life in this situation?" And I could see by asking this question and allowing the person to reveal some of her world, I could understand and see her world and then walk in her shoes. So the first thing you can try, and it's a wonderful little exercise, be attentive to the person, be with that person, get out of your own little world and try to see things through the eyes of the other person. That will help you to develop empathy, because once you feel like the other person, you really understand the person, and then it's easy to feel compassionate and to do something for the benefit of the other. Another little exercise which I would like to suggest to you to feel more empathy and more compassion in your life is to see the equality of the person. Try to see them, for instance, when they were young. I did this a few days ago. I was invited to a program. There were a few people there, and there was one person whom I found a little difficult. I know the person, and since quite some time, and I didn't want to stay in that place where I rejected the person. So what I did is I imagined the person as a young child, a young boy. And then I could see this young boy has now grown into the life or into the age of a, let us say, 38-year-old person. I don't know, I'm just estimating it. But he went through a lot of experiences from that young boy to where he is now. And he has seen distress, like I have seen distress. He has seen opportunities and taken the opportunities, like I have seen opportunities and taken opportunities. He has grown in his life and learned from life, like I have grown and learned from life. There's not so much of a difference. The human experience is very, very similar. So you try to see the equality of all beings. The Bhagavad Gita teaches this, that no matter in what situation someone is, they are actually souls like you are, only undergoing a slightly different human experience. Not so much principally different human experience. So in our compassion meditation today, we will learn these things, we will apply them, and we will do it. Now, before I start, I want to request you, when I come at the end to the place where I request you or suggest to you that you single out either an individual or a group of people and then send them your good wishes, please utilize this time to really let an image of a person or a group of persons arise in your mind. And then as we are meditating, please send them your good wishes. You will see this will be very, very useful for you. However, first comes empathy. Try to see the other person. Be attentive to the other person. Be with that other person. Mentally try to understand the other person. And then it will be very easy to wish them well, even if they're difficult people. Good. We are ready to start. Everyone, please sit in a comfortable position. You can sit in any way. There's not just one way to sit, but try to see that your spine is erect. This will send a good message to the body to be attentive, to be present. Will change the mental pattern. Let your hands rest on the knees in any position that is comfortable for you. And relax your shoulders. Your arms. Your upper body with all the important organs. Your bottom. Relax also your legs and your feet. We will now move inside. So it is good if you close the shutters of your eyes, close the eyes. And start to breathe in a deep way. Be conscious of your in and outgoing breath. As you breathe in, observe the ingoing breath. And whenever you breathe out, observe the outgoing breath. Deep in and outgoing breaths. If you have not yet closed your eyes, please do this now, as it will be easier for you to see the inner images. Now relax also your breath and breathe in your natural pattern. Now, imagine that you are breathing into your heart. This is called the heart breath. Direct all your attention to the space of the heart. This is where you, the essential you, live. We are a resident of our heart. Remain in this space and invoke images of people who need compassion. Maybe it is people who you know closely and who are ill or who are confused about what is the next step in their life. Let an image come. It could also be someone who is not so close to you. Now please connect with that place in the heart. Deeper place where compassion resides, good feelings for others, focus on the people and contemplate deeply these sentences, just like me, the people of this world are looking for happiness. Just like me, the people are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, the people of this world have known sadness, loneliness, and even confusion and despair. Just like me, people are only trying to fulfill their needs. Just like me, people are learning in life. Salve Bhavan. Sukinaha. May people be happy. May all be able to see the good. May there be no distress for anyone. Send your own personal prayer if you wish to some person, group of people. And please join us in this kirtan, which we direct to the source of all compassion.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, dear friends, and all of those who have joined, let us focus again on those who need our compassion. Let us be attentive to their needs. Let us try to think how they experience. This is called empathy. And then it is much easier to wish them well. And let us do this by singing one more time the beautiful Maha Mantra. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, I thank you so much. I thank you because you care to do a compassion meditation. Such a meditation will do a good work in transforming perhaps our greatest obstacle, the greatest obstacle comes from the ahankara, the I maker, the false ego, which separates us from the entirety of reality, so that we are stuck in our own little world of I and mine. A world which very soon can become quite stressful because it is too small for the soul, this world of Ahammamiti. But compassion is not just good for us. To be compassionate is not something which helps us. When you do this compassion meditation, you will also be able to be actively compassionate, like the most courageous little Himalaya woman who became so strong internally by feeling empathy, that she was able to fight with the bear and chase the bear away. I didn't tell you the whole story though. When I was introduced, the little lady showed on her lower arm here, there was a white mark. She said, that's where the bear offered resistance and attacked me. But because of this feeling inside, this feeling of love for others, I didn't even feel it. And the bear knew I'm stronger than him, and therefore he ran. When you feel compassion and love, you will not feel the miseries of material life any longer so strong. Maybe you will forget them also. But this takes a little practice to come to this level. So therefore, I invite all of you and your friends whom you think might be open and liking to learn more about compassion, I invite you to come on Compassion Tuesday. That's in 1 week again. All the best.